Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm only here for one more hour, so let's enjoy it, right? Shout out to everybody out there getting that money. Or my truck drivers. Or my people protecting stuff. Hopefully you're not on the other end. Hopefully you ain't stealing stuff. Unless it's the company's money and time. Go ahead, steal it. Hey, Shep, what do you think I'm doing here for 3 and 4 hours, right? But anyway.
Earning your money.
Well, thank you. Okay. So polite. Anyway, we get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. If you missed a minute, go ahead, listen on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can also tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Hey, a big shout out to all the board ops, all the producers. I know you out there making your money too. What's up? I'm not going to start naming cities. I don't want to leave anybody out, but much love to y'all. Anyway, you can also listen on SiriusXM channel 158. We got people on 6th Avenue doing stuff over there. Hello, Rockefeller Center. And then if you got a smart speaker, you can always just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And it's been a busy night. I didn't expect to talk about people in second place, but that's what we've done tonight. Whether it's second place with the San Diego State Aztecs or whether it's second place with Iowa. Caitlin Clark is like, hey, I don't want to go to the White House. For what? That's for LSU. It's for winners. I thought a lot of this was pretty clear. Set a standard. No parade for the loser. No White House for the loser. And speaking of losers, Rory McIlroy, he's trying to actually go out there and win the Masters this upcoming weekend. We'll hear from Rory McIlroy before this hour is up. I wanted to tell you about Mac Jones. He didn't have the best of seasons last year. You could consider him to be, he's still young. I don't want to put him in a loser category yet. But it's been reported that Bill Belichick is already set to ship him out, that he has shopped Mac Jones. I guess he didn't like what he saw last year, but last I checked, Bill Belichick did not. He's the one who selected the coaches. Okay, what do I know? You got Patricia and Judge out there, and you expect Mac Jones to just go out there and have a great season? You didn't give Mac Jones nothing to work with. Mac Jones is throwing fits on the sidelines. He's looking for help outside the organization, but I guess Mac Jones should be like everybody else, and he should just rely on Bill Belichick's past 25 years of experience, which I found hilarious. You might remember last week at the NFL owners' meetings, Bill Belichick was asked, he's like, hey, why should the fans have faith in you, Bill Belichick, that you can turn things around? Bill Belichick was thrilled with the question and gave a thrilling response. Listen to this.
Would you say anything to the fans right now as to where the team sits and what you're trying to put together? What would you say to them right now if they were listening to this?
Long way to go. It's March. We play in September. A long way to go. A lot of work to do.
And what would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots?
The last 25 years.
Oh, man. The Patriots went 8-9 last year, did not get into the postseason. A lot of people were coming down on Bill Belichick's options and selections, I should say, when it came down to running the offense. We know Josh McDaniels is now out in Vegas. And then we got the reports that, Mac Jones was looking outside the organization for help and advice. And that ruffled the feathers of Bill Belichick. And then he's been trying to shop the guy. He had a good first year, good rookie season. Last season, not so much for Mac Jones. And so as we pull up closer to the NFL draft at the end of the month, it's going to be real fun to see how these stories bear out with so many teams looking for young quarterbacks. We still know that Aaron Rodgers going to the New York Jets is just a matter of when. And then God knows what happens with Lamar Jackson. It's also been reported that the Ravens have formally offered Odell Beckham Jr. a contract. And we got to see how that bears out. I'm not Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not going to say I don't know him. We got a bunch of mutual friends. But I can tell you this much. What the hell he going to the Ravens for? They don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. And so that might be attractive to Lamar Jackson. But I don't think that's going to move the needle. That man wants to be paid. What he wants to be paid, he knows, God knows, the Ravens know, but there is no deal. And so let's see what happens with Lamar Jackson as he still kind of floats in quarterback purgatory, even though he's been tagged. And then we've talked about the losers, okay? And I just shared with you San Diego State wanted to have their parade. I shared with you Dr. Joe Biden, the First Lady of the United States of America, inviting Iowa as well to the White House and then clarifying it after the fact. And Caitlin Clark, she's just like, listen, man, the hell I'm going out there for? She told ESPN, she's like, well, why am I going to the White House and I ain't win nothing? Listen to this.
I don't think runner-ups usually go to the White House. I think LSU should, enjoy that moment for them. And congratulations, obviously, they deserve to go there. Maybe I could go to the White House on different terms, though. But I think that's for LSU. So that's a pretty cool moment, and they should enjoy every single, second of being a champion.
Yeah, win her own national championship in school. Win a WNBA championship. Win a gold medal for Team USA. Cure a disease. And then you even get a fancier medal. You don't got to go just to celebrate women's sports. If they want to celebrate women's sports, then just do it another time. But let LSU have their moment. And so I agree with Caitlin Clark. We talked about San Diego State and their parade. Like, why are we just handing out participation trophies to everybody? Like, you did a good job. Here's a medal. Like, let's stop. Like, when did we ever, did we forget, like, losing is a part of life? How about most of us? How about most of us do more losing than winning? How about losing creates, a matter of perseverance and determination? And that's not being harsh. That's just being real. If you're winning all the time, you don't have a proper appreciation by the time you actually win. I tell this to students all the time when I speak to them. Oh, my God, how can I be on a radio? How can I be on TV? How can I do this? How can I do that? And I tell them the obvious, I think. It's like, hey, you got to do the work first. You can't be a lazy bum about things. You actually have to prepare. You have to work. You can't expect for the world to be handed to you. There's no microwave for success unless you're one of these lucky people like James Dolan, who was born on third base. This man was born on home plate, and we see how much of a rabbit ears fill in the blank that he is, okay? hey, Shep, now I'm not going to be allowed in Madison Square Garden. Anyway.
No, I think he's kind of on best behavior. And I think he's escaped a lot of the criticism because we haven't talked about him in a negative light in such a long time. JR, the last thing I'll say is...
What?
So, Brian Dutcher, a person that most of us have never heard of before 3 weeks ago, I think that's fair to say. I know he's a longtime assistant with Steve Fisher. If you really know the game, college basketball, you can make a legitimate argument that Steve Fisher is a Hall of Fame coach. He won a national championship, and then he took four NBA players to a finals. He could not get San Diego State in 17 years past the Sweet 16. Brian Dutcher got them to a national championship game. He deserves a parade. If nothing else,
well, there's
Brian Dutcher deserves a parade.
There's a difference. Well, we ain't talking about that. There's a difference between celebrating him and his contributions, and there's a difference between celebrating the team. So totally, completely different conversation. My point being that you need to lose, and this is, we're having multiple conversations here. I want to go back to what I originally said.
Sure.
You have to lose. Most people, in order to grow, you have to lose. It's like creating diamonds. You need to have that pressure there. It's like think about building up pressure before, you know, you push the water through the pipe. You need to have pressure there. You need grating. You need a little bit of friction to create anything. It creates better people. Not everybody's going to go through it, but I think most folks are better off when you go through something a little difficult. And that's a part of life. Like, hearing no, being told no, understanding that you are not going to get your way every single time, I think it makes better people. I think it makes more well-rounded people. And so when we live in a world where, and yes, these are very extreme examples for just sports, but the premise is almost simply the same. Like, you can celebrate minor victories, but let's not just overblow things where now we just gotta Oprah everything. You get a car. It's not Christmas every day.
But JR, again, think back to Kentucky for a second and the lone championship they've had in like 30 years, right? Or I should say 20. They won with Pitino and Tubby. But when they won with Calipari in 2012, Anthony Davis was their fifth leading scorer. I did not stutter when I said Anthony Davis, a top 75 player in the history of the sport, was a college basketball team's fifth leading scorer.
I was actually there for that. Everybody knew he was the best player, though.
Okay, but the point is, I mean, they were absolutely loaded with Lamb and Teague and that team, Patrick Patterson. I mean, Michael Gilchrist was a second overall pick, for God's sakes.
Wasn't Bledsoe still there?
Bledsoe was the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins year. They were 2010 when they made an Elite Eight and should have made a Final Four, but West Virginia beat them and then got knocked out by Duke, and Duke later won the championship with Zubek and Shire, et cetera. But, JR, to me, it's you look at what they've accomplished with Matthew Bradley and Darion Trammell. Like, those guys aren't playing in the NBA, and they made the national championship game. And I look at Kentucky, that to me only won because UNC was hurt that year and won the national championship. I look at the success of San Diego State. They drastically overachieved. Just because they didn't win the national championship doesn't mean they didn't have an incredible season.
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Thank you.
But I don't think overachieving gets you a stinking parade.
Oof.
I think that's there's a bar that is set. If we want to, things change in life. I'm not against change. I think change is amazing. I think change is absolutely terrific. How much are we lowering the bar? We heard from plenty of people from San Diego. I would say three out of the four callers that we received were just like, hey, yes, let's celebrate them, but why are we doing a parade? There's more than one way to celebrate. And we're talking about sports here. Parades are for champions. okay?
Because we did a ticker tape parade 70 years ago for a champion in New York, then we have to follow through on that every year for the duration of time?
It's tradition. So if this is going to be the start here, then just parade for every second, third place loser. Like, what are we doing?
But this isn't every day that a San Diego Aztec team gets to a national championship game.
Well, this is not the first. This is not the first, or this has not been the first time that an underdog has popped up in any situation. And I'm not just talking about college sports. There are plenty of teams that just pop the hell up out of nowhere and go, oh, my God, we didn't expect for them to be here, but here they are, okay? And so if we continue on, what, are you just going to go through the line? I mean, God forbid, one day the Lions are just like, oh, my God, we're in the Super Bowl and the Lions lose. What are we supposed to do, just roll a parade right down Ford Field and rolling past Tigers, well, not Tiger Stadium, but the new one, Comerica? What are we doing?
But, Jared, and just like when Jim Larrañaga put George Mason on the map and brought them with Tony Skin and Jai freaking Lewis to the Final Four, that's more impressive that year than Billy Donovan winning with Joakim Noah, Torian Green, Al Horford, Corey Brewer, and Lee Humphrey. Like, that's like winning a championship when it's a foregone conclusion, that doesn't warrant a parade.
We can go up and down through so many historical moments. It's really very clear. You win or you lose. You can still be celebrated in losing for what you accomplished. I tried to look at it and bring it in from a larger perspective. Losing brings character. Losing can elevate you. Being told no. So whether you're losing, you're being told no. Hey, the point is to bounce back. You can go ahead and get a pat on your back. You can get a hug in a loss. You can be appreciated in a team sport. The group can be shown appreciation. Parades are for winners, man. That's it. And so even in the case of what Caitlin Clark said, much love to her. She's just like, it's weird. Like, LSU won. Let them go to the White House and celebrate. That's for them. I want to go on my own merit of winning, not coming close, not of having 40-point triple-doubles, not about exciting the country, but to actually win. And there's nothing wrong. There's more than one way to go ahead and celebrate, to show love, to show appreciation. But traditionally, historically, parades are big deals in sports for the team that won. And one of our callers, certainly, I brought up the Braves, and then he brought up the older Braves, and it's like, hey, well, we had a parade when we lost in 9-1, and then we can look at 9-5 when they actually won, and 2 years ago when they actually won. Hey, well, the last two times, yeah, go ahead, have a parade. But that 9-1, like, come on, let's set a standard here. How about you look at it and appreciate what you did and go get them next year? And then let's have a parade. Let's actually have and hold some meaning and a standard here. I can be a Grinch. I'm fine with that. But I just believe that, man, everybody is just showing up and, oh, you did good. You did good. Attaboy. Oh, let's celebrate the living hell out of you. Like, come on. Let's build something. Let's build towards a goal. Let's celebrate what we have accomplished along the way, but let's not just hit the peak just because we tried and we surprised and got further. Worthy of appreciation, worthy of a celebration. Yes. I want you to hear one more time from Caitlin Clark. Hey, you lost. You had an amazing postseason. You're one of the most exciting female basketball players in recent memory. You lost. You want to go to the White House? That's what Caitlin Clark told ESPN.
I don't think runner-ups usually go to the White House. I think LSU should, you know, enjoy that moment for them. And congratulations. Obviously, they deserve to go there. Maybe I could go to the White House on different terms, though. but, you know, I think, you know, that's for LSU. So, you know, that's a pretty cool moment. And they should enjoy every single, you know, second of being a champion.
So JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. Hey, how about this? Rory McIlroy is getting ready to compete in the Masters. When his ass comes in second place, they giving him a jacket? What color jacket are they giving him? Nothing, whatever he walked in with. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In a whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the college game. College basketball with the Aztecs. Congratulations, UConn, by the way. Not too much talk about the winner, right? I just had to chuckle. I saw this little bit of a story in the break. If you're not familiar, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Magic tonight, 117-113. And with some more movement that has been going on in the Eastern Conference, it is set. It is official. The New York Knicks are going to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round of the playoffs. Obviously, the seedings aren't set in a lot of other places, but Cleveland and the Knicks at 4-5 will go ahead and play each other. Meanwhile, we know out in the Western Conference, I had mentioned to you Golden State's comeback win over Oklahoma City tonight, LeBron James and the Lakers overcoming the Jazz in overtime, that there's some movement going on in the Western Conference from seeds 5 on down. And then we have the Dallas Mavericks, who are currently 37-42. Since Kyrie Irving joined the team, they are 8-15 then. They're sitting in 11th place. That means they're even out of the play-in. And more recently, Luka Doncic was asked about Jalen Brunson, who can potentially be the most improved player for the season. And he was asked, hey, do you miss him? And Luka Doncic said, a lot. I mean, amazing guy, amazing player, for sure. And the Mavericks didn't necessarily offer this man a contract. And we know now Jalen Brunson is playing on basically an all-star level with the New York Knicks. And meanwhile, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving look like that they're going to miss the playoffs. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's up? What's on your mind? Shoot.
Well, I wanted two issues I want to talk about. First of all, the invite to the White House, one issue. And also, you kind of distracted me with the San Diego issue with the parade. I want to address both of them very briefly. Number one, the San Diego thing. I understand if you want to celebrate locally. So if a city wants to say, hey, guys, you lost, but we want to show you our appreciation that you're still our guys, I get that on a local scale. But as far as this invite to the White House, what I don't understand about this, it would have been a better look for the First Lady had she invited all four teams. And it's just interesting that she just invited the girl losers and she didn't invite San Diego guys. So I'm just wondering if she addressed that and said,
well,
hey, this
there
is
was what I'm no, there move. Was there was no addressing of that. She was in an interview and she had mentioned that about inviting Iowa as well. Andrew Reese actually sat down and did an interview today with wide receiver Brandon Marshall. And she brought up the same point that you did. And she brought it up in two different ways. She said, if we, LSU, were to be the losers, would we have gotten an invite? And then she also brought up San Diego State. She says, on the men's side, San Diego State just lost last night. I haven't heard anything about them being invited. And so, at the same time, the press secretary for the First Lady decided to kind of clean that up in the clearest way possible, saying that, you know, the First Lady wanted to honor sportsmanship and invite them, but she wants to honor LSU. So, hey, all's fair in love and everything else, and there has been some clarity there. And Angel Reese, I think if the team goes, that she'll go as well. I mean, for all the chatting that she's doing as well. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from San Diego. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, JR. Pleasure to talk to you tonight.
Sure, man. Go ahead.
Hey, this parade thing is completely unnecessary. I'm not going to poo-poo on it, but I guess I am.
Okay. That's it? You sound preoccupied. You want to talk to me? You buckling your seatbelt? What you doing?
No, I'm just kicking back here in my car with my dog.
Okay. All right. Well, talk to me, please.
If San Diego wants to celebrate this team, just look at the front page of the San Diego Union Tribune. It shows a picture of nothing but respect for UConn, which was taught by Brian Fisher. And listen to the emotion in Matt Bradley's voice in that interview after the game, and Brian Dutcher, and that comes from Steve Fisher. And it goes way back to the Fab Five in Michigan. And when Steve Fisher came here, he changed this program around, and I'm just really grateful.
Okay, I hear you, Lee. I'm a little confused, and maybe it's me, quite possibly. Do you want a parade for the team, yes or no?
No, it's not necessary.
Do you want a parade, yes or no?
No, I don't. I wouldn't go to it because I live like 50, 60
no,
miles.
No, I'm not asking you if you would attend. Would you be in favor of them holding a parade, yes or no?
Not a parade. Maybe hang out at Diaz Arena and have a party.
Gotcha.
A parade is none.
Okay. All right. It took us a while to get there, but I got you, Lee. Thank you so much. Dom is calling from San Diego. Go ahead, Dom.
What's up, JR? Look, if you want to pack out Viejas Arena, you want to invite all the students, you want to invite all the fans, come celebrate these guys, have Steve Fisher talk, have Brian Dutcher talk, go for it. But a parade for a second-place finish, I mean, this is why the national media and fans around the country look at San Diego and they think San Diego's cute and they think we're a bunch of losers because it's just the mentality that's been instilled in San Diego sports fans and San Diego sports forever because we've never won anything. So, I mean, you're just feeding into that if you have a parade for them. But like I said, if you want to pack out the gym and have some people come speak, because this is the greatest SDSU basketball team ever to this point, you want to do that, go ahead. But parade, way too much, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate you, man. Robbie's calling from Jacksonville. What's up, Robbie? You're on CBS Sports Radio live, please.
Yo, what's up, JR? How you doing tonight, man?
Terrific. What's on your mind?
Man, I just want to give a little shout-out to Caitlin Clark, man. I mean, you know, she's doing great things, dude. And, you know, I can't hate her for, you know, everything she did. I'm also can't hate on Angel Reese for everything that occurred with all that, man. Like, dude, I love the sportsmanship. I love the non-sportsmanship, all of it, you know. And then just hope you and Shep have a good night, man.
Thank you so much, Robbie. Yeah, man, it's basketball. They're allowed to talk trash and taunt. Ain't nobody had no problem with it. I've seen worse on every level. Oh, somebody think about the kids and the sportsmanship. Damn it, you teach your kids. I think there is to a certain degree a responsibility from athletes. But, hey, you know where the bigger responsibility comes? You, policing your own damn kids. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Alabama. What's up, Rick?
Hey, yo, Rick. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm calling about Dato's Alabama men's basketball
Rick,
team.
Rick, do you have me on speakerphone right now?
I cut you off of speaking now.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sure that was shared with you already, but please go ahead quickly.
Yeah. I'm just confused with the Alabama basketball team. Do they believe in Nato's or do they not? They got people transferring and just confused.
Well, when you have, and thank you, Rick, for calling from Alabama, when you have Brandon Miller moving on, I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if a lot of people want to transfer out. I mean, what are we doing here? We just saw so much parity in college basketball. I don't know if it's so much about Nate Oates as it is about, hey, who has the best chance to go out there and win? Anyway, It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of going out there and winning, we'll wrap up on the other side of the break with more of your calls. And then I want to tell you about an individual who is just waiting and waiting and hoping to win. He knows what second place feels like. It's Rory McIlroy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's a privilege to speak with you, and it's my first time. And you are a sports encyclopedia. And what I really do like about how you interact with the callers, you put a lot of thought into how you present anything in sports. And I really mean that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've been doing all these, this talking about people coming in second place and not winning. Y'all know the Masters is coming up, right? And if you're not a big golf fan, that's perfectly fine. Let me tell you about a story about someone who's used to coming in second place. That's Rory McIlroy. We know about Tiger Woods. He's basically the bionic man right now, and hopefully he is not walking around the golf course with feminine hygiene products, making jokes with other golfers. I think he's learned his lesson. And so Tiger Woods is out there, and he's going to be trying to win another green jacket. His last came in 2019. It was a big shock to everyone. And between then and now, post-car accident and just, he's on borrowed time, Tiger Woods is. And so I want you to hear from Rory McIlroy momentarily. But Tiger Woods was asked, like, hey, man, don't you feel like this is coming to an end? That's what Tiger Woods had to say.
Quick follow-up. Mm-hmm. When you're playing this course, does it ever cross your mind this could be the last time?
Yes, it has. I didn't know. I mean, last year was kind of a didn't know if I was going to play again at that time. For some reason, everything kind of came together, and I kind of pushed it a little bit, and I was able to make the cut, which was nice. And I don't know how many more I have in me. So just to be able to appreciate the time that I have here and cherish the memories.
Yep, Tiger Woods is 46 years old. Ask about his back, ask about his neck, ask about his leg. I mean, we can go on and on and on. 15 majors. He's trying to win his sixth Masters here. Meanwhile, we got a guy who's not 46 years old. He is only 33 years old. His name is Rory McIlroy. And a little bit different of a situation here. He finished second in the Masters last year. He basically choked it away. Scottie Scheffler ended up winning the Masters last year. And then we can even go back another 10, 11, 12 years, Rory McIlroy, when he was about 21 years old, having another opportunity to win and didn't get the job done there. And so he has won four majors. He just doesn't have a green jacket. And they had the fancy Masters dinner tonight. I'll tell you about that momentarily. And so Rory McIlroy, here he is, back at Augusta, 33 years old, trying to win this championship that eludes him. Came in second last year, couldn't hold on. And this is what he had to say about being back at a place that he has yet to conquer.
It's always great to be back at the Masters. Feel like, you know, obviously the whole field has sort of been building up to this point, you know, the entire calendar year. So good to be back. As you said, I've been up here quite a bit. Recent weeks I've played 81 holes in the last sort of 2.5 weeks. So sort of very familiar with the place again, and obviously just looking forward to getting the week started.
Yeah, we've been doing all this talking about second place and close, but and close isn't good enough. You might know Brandy the singer. She had a whole song. Almost doesn't count. It really doesn't. Let me think about what you almost did. Doesn't count. Sorry. And so I think we're going about, what, 8 years? 8 years, going on 8, 9 years. He hasn't won a major championship. He always finishes close, but doesn't get the job done. Sorry, almost doesn't count. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, did you hear about this, the Masters dinner that they always have on Tuesday night? You hear about that?
I'm aware of it, yes.
This dinner tonight sounds like crap, man.
The winner picks it. Previous winner, yes, of the year.
Yeah, the
before.
Winner picks yep. it. And Scottie Scheffler was out here feeding these guys. What do they have? Sliders? They had sliders and tortilla soup and. That's a champion's dinner?
It better
like,
stop.
I can get that. Can I get that from Applebee's?
Well, JR, there hasn't been a back to back in over 20 years, so there might be a reason for that, right?
Yeah, I hope not. Let's listen to this. Scottie Scheffler had the chefs at Augusta, and this was a Texas-sized feast. He wanted to serve people Texas food. And so his idea is sliders, shrimp, ribeye steak, black and red fish, chocolate chip skillet cookies with ice cream for dessert. Okay, I'm sure it was delicious. I'm sure it was the best slider that you ever had in your life. Cheeseburger sliders? Like, can I eat that anywhere? I gotta go to the Masters and this is what you feeding me? I haven't had. So I'm sure Applebee's has sliders, right? Where else can I get a slider?
Checkers,
Crystals, what's the one with the castle? White Castle? I'm sure these chefs were back there, and I'm pretty sure these are well-paid chefs out of Augusta. But, I mean, damn, they had to be in the back. Oh, we over here making sliders? What's my life? What do you do to a slider to make it fancy? Nothing. Ugh. This is what the rich people do, I guess. Tortilla soup. Ooh, fancy. 855-212-4CBS. Freddie is calling from South Carolina. What's up, Freddie? Hey, Freddie, you like sliders, Freddie? You eat sliders?
No, Chief, I don't eat them.
Oh. You like shrimp?
Oh yeah. I love shrimp.
They had firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. Does that excite you?
No.
Okay. What's on your mind? What excites you?
No, JR, you know, I've been listening to you for a while, and I love you, man. I love your game and everything about you.
Thank you.
And everything.
Thank you.
I really ain't calling for sports tonight. I just called to say keep on doing what you're doing.
You called to tell me you love me?
Yeah, keep on doing what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
not that kind of love now.
Oh, thanks, Freddie. Nobody tells me they love.
Not that kind of love.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter. Some love is better than none.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just keep on doing what you're doing, man. And
thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Freddie. You be cool, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, man.
No doubt. He had to make it clear I wasn't talking about that type of love. No, well, that's nice. Somebody told me they love me today. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Ahmed is calling from Houston. What's up, Ahmed?
Greetings. I got two quick comments. First, I want to congratulate Coach Mulkey and the LSU Lady Tigers for their victory, which is basically being overshadowed with all this talk about putting more focus on Caitlin Clark. You know, Caitlin Clark could have substantiated her statement even better by saying, just look at her antics when they were beating. It was obvious that Iowa was going to beat South Carolina. So, you know.
Now we're asking for too much. Let's just be
happy.
No,
I'm just saying. That would.
Yeah, but she said what she said. It was good enough. Now we got to say what she should have said. She said what she said. It was great. Let's leave it where it is.
Okay, but my other comment is that I didn't see the game itself anyway because I was in attendance at the HBCU All-Star Classic.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, I know Travis who runs it. Yes, good.
And it was well attended, and I spoke with a number of the participants Good. Student athletes, and they were very appreciative, and like I say, it was very meaningful to them, you know, to have participated, and they did played a good game, you know, presented some good play.
Shout outs to Travis, who puts together that HBCU All-Star game. My man Travis does that. Hey, Ahmed, I appreciate you.
All right,
no doubt. Jose calling from San Diego. Go ahead, Jose.
Hello?
Yep, you would happen to be live on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I'm going to say I like you. I don't love you, but I do like you.
That's fine.
Nah, just kidding. I wanted to talk about, you know, the whole San Diego parade. And
please, share your thoughts.
Yeah, I do get your point. Like, I get where you're coming from, but, you know, I just feel it's still getting to the national championship. It's amazing, man. And if San Diego wants to have a parade, who the heck cares? Like, who the heck cares that they want to celebrate themselves in a town that does not have a lot of success in sports? Like, I understand you're saying, yeah, you know, we what's the standard, right? And you know, winners and higher standards. But then I hear all these, like, I have my fat friends that can't kick a ball or make a throw-in on the YMCA pickup.
Right.
And then they look at the TVs and they think, ah, this guy's a loser. Like, we have all these losers talking bad about a team that just made it to the national championship. And that's when I say, what are we talking about?
Yeah, well, you need to evaluate your friends then. You need to hang out with some winners then, Jose.
Well, I mean, that lady earlier, she's like, oh, second place is our CC's.
And who said that? Like, wait. Who said that? Your grandmother?
No, the lady that called earlier.
Oh, she said that. She said that something about it was sissies. Yeah, that's what she said, not me.
Yeah, and I was like, I wonder, did she ever make it to, like, the intramural final? Like,
It don't matter. Look, here's the deal. It doesn't matter to me whether you are San Diego State, you are the city of San Diego, you could be any city here in North America. If you're just celebrating coming in at second place, man, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to say, get it together. Like, aspire for a little bit more. Celebrate, but do more. I ain't losing sleep over anything. I'm just saying, I'm not mad. I'm just saying it's not something that I would do. And I kind of shake my head and go, all right, they just ain't used to winning. Jose, I appreciate you. I got to shut up now, okay?
All right. Good night, man.
Thank you, Jose, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, when I got to shut up, then there's nothing left to say from anybody, okay? Sorry about that. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, okay? Tomorrow, we're going to be bringing you a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday, and we got that coming your way. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I appreciate you for tuning in. Much love. Be safe. Be well. Be all good. JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio, because coming up next, Amy Lawrence. Thank you so much, Chef. Y'all have a good night. Be well.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things, TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.